Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Supernatural Girls. I am your host, Patricia Baker. Unfortunately, PK can't be with us tonight. She had another doctor's appointment. As you all know, she's been dealing with a lot of back pain for over a period of years, and it's just gotten worse. So she's doing her best to be able to feel better, and she will be back next week with more great numerological news and other things. So be sure to look for her next week. So let's see. Why am I wearing a ski jacket? It's because it's freezing in here. New England turned a little chilly overnight, down into the 40s. I mean, our guest is in Hawaii. I'm sure, you know, he's going to rub that in. It's freezing here because it's one of those things where it's colder inside the house than it is outside the house. So anyways, hence my attire for the evening, trying to stay warm. So tonight we have James Gilliland with us. He is an outstanding guest. He is someone who knows a lot, and he's written a lot of wonderful books, which you should get all of them because they are terrific and they have great, reliable information. That's the key here. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about James before I bring him on. He's a minister, a counselor, an internationally known lecturer, best-selling author with the books Reunion with Source, Becoming Gods, The Ultimate Soul Journey, and more. James appeared in Contact Has Begun, His Story, The History Channel, UFOs Then and Now, UFO Hotspots, ABC, Fox News, BBC, Danny Dyer Special, Paranormal State, and Esetti Ranch, a documentary, and the new movie, Thrive. Now, these have all featured James and Esetti, where he is the founder of this remarkable place out in California. Now, he is a facilitator of many Eastern disciplines, a visionary dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth, and also teaches higher dimensional realities from experience. So the aim of Esetti, Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence, that's what it stands for, is to help with public awareness of the ET reality and to assist people with connecting to positive otherworldly beings. Also, Esetti shares wisdom and teachings in all areas and is a place where addressing issues such as poverty, the environment, new technologies, food, health, happiness, and well-being is along right alongside with self-mastery. So, James, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. You've got your Lion's Gate behind you. It's absolutely
yeah. I didn't know if that would come up on this one. I'm just now getting my studio back together. I just landed back in Hawaii, and I'm used to the cooler weather. So, boy, I mean, it is hot and muggy right now, so it's still
really
rough.
I'm jealous because it's so I can't adjust, I can't keep up with the temperature change.
Yeah.
Oh god, but you have so much to offer. You know, I'm so thrilled you're here because, you know, I know a lot of us do know we're not going to get any straight story from the government, the Pentagon, any of those people who keep saying they're going to give us disclosure. We know that's baloney, but you're somebody who's lived it. You just don't know about it. You've lived it. So that's why I was so excited to have you here. And again, I think this is your second visit to Supernatural Girls. But tell us a little bit for the audience that may not be familiar with your work and Esetti Ranch. How did you get involved with this?
Well, it started at 5 years old. I was in the hospital. I was actually dying of bronchial pneumonia. And a being kept appearing to me. And she would stroke my head and talk to me, and she'd get me through the night. And the doctors kept saying, you know, he's probably not going to make it, and told my parents. And then that was my first experience. And it was actually, you know, with Mary, Mother Mary. But, you know, just a little disclaimer, she's not Catholic. You know, she's a universal being here for everyone, and especially the children. You know, she's here for the children. But that was my first experience. And then around, I was raised in the high desert of California. Actually, the ranch is in Washington State.
Washington. Okay,
yeah. But the, so as a kid, I saw UFOs all the time. It was just normal. I didn't think anything was weird about it. Like even my dad would pull over on the highway, you know, and he'd pull over and he said, get out. And we'd get out. And he said, look up, you know, and there'd be like five ships hovering over the car, you know. And so it was always just part of my reality. I didn't realize, you know, there'd be so much problem with talking about what seemed to be like an everyday thing with me. But then I had a drowning, another near-death experience. And then I went through the tunnel everybody talks about and went through all these different levels. And I ended up in that plane of bliss. And so everything just opened wide open after that. I had access to all the higher dimensions. And, you know, it's just been ongoing ever since.
So you had all these amazing experiences, and it sounds like a very supportive family who understood it on some level.
Well, not really. my dad did. My mom was my grandmother was basically Cherokee, so my mom tried to hide that, and you know, it wasn't fashionable, you know, back then. And even the spiritual stuff, you know, she was kind of very materialistic, and she wanted her position in society. You know, she was married to a dentist, you know, and she was really playing that role, but. And my brothers and sisters, you know, had a lot of similar experiences. So they were kind of on board.
Very interesting. So, okay, at least you had support from your dad, huh? But how did you end up with the ranch?
It was, I was in Santa Cruz and I was teaching self-mastery classes and inner sensitivity training. And I kept having visions over and over. And I saw this beautiful ranch with the Mount Adams, you know, in front of it and a river on the eastern border. And I got a map of the United States and I divined it and marked it out where it was. And I threw the map in the closet and forgot about it. And I ended up here, ended up anyway, you know, at the ranch. So it's kind of like all these synchronistic events kept unfolding. So it seems like even though you screw up and don't follow the guidance, you know, you end up there anyway, you know, kind of. So
you ended up in Washington State on East Seti Ranch, and you've given us all this amazing property where people are having sightings, they're having awakenings, they're having Bigfoot experiences. You've got it all on that ranch.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to for people in the lamestream, you know, the muggle world, it's hard to wrap your head around this, what's going on, but it's a place where the veils between worlds are very thin. It's a very high energy place, a vortex. And so you can have whatever you're focused on seems to manifest there. So you can, you know, if you're out searching for the nature kingdom and you know, the elementals and that, they're around, you know, Bigfoot's around, the UFOs are around, just mainly the benevolent ones, because they take out the other ones. They don't allow the other ones to come in. Mm-hmm. And the masters are appearing there too. We have beautiful photographs of Mother Mary, of Babaji, of Kuan Yin, and a lot of masters are appearing there too as well. So I think when you master judgment and you're holding a frequency, you know, and you have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, you're going to have these experiences, but if you have a lot of fear and a lot of judgment, you're not going to have those experiences.
Right, right. You'll stay in a very confined place.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's exactly what happens to a lot of people. So for you, you also have a wonderful new video, which is an urgent message to humanity. And I posted it several places on my social media. It's on Facebook for people who want to see it. You can go to Supernatural Girls on Facebook. It's there. It's also on my personal page. You can watch it there. It is a great video that you put together. If you want to, why not boil it down for us a little bit as to why you did this video?
Well, mainly because it was really hard getting that video out, because everybody has their idea of how they want to have it. And I'd write things out and we'd had to go over it again and again, take things out, you know, and people wanted the shock message, you know, and I'm more mellow, you know. I just said, let's just give them the truth, period, you know, let them figure it out. So it finally came out, and The main thing I've been seeing is that, and they're really pushing this agenda hard, that the UFOs are all demonic. They're mm-hmm. the Nephilim. It's all negative. And they, you know, the UFO community hasn't even gotten past, you know, do they exist? You know, are they real? Unfortunately, a lot of people in the UFO community. So, and the ones that are controlling the narrative are still at the nuts and bolts level. You know, are they same thing? Are they real? Is it Germany, you know, back engineered German technology? Is it whatever? And so it's really a low frequency, low vibrational understanding and very limited understanding of what's really going on. And what I've seen is that you've got to bring this message out, you know, you've got to go against the Christianity that's very limited. You've got to go against the whole UFO community, which is a controlled narrative, mainly run by the Rockefellers and financed by the international banksters. And you've got to go up against all of that to get a message out that there are some very advanced, spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are here to help. For those who can rise to the occasion, they don't want that message out. And the reason they don't want that message out because, you know, they have fuelless energy, they have anti-gravity, they have counter-gravity, they have healing chambers, med beds, they have, you know, things, healing technology that seems like magic. And you've got to go up against, you know, big pharma, you got to go up against the oil industry and coal industry. And you're going up against the powers, you know, that, you know, the big guns that have the big bucks that are running the country. And almost every avenue, you know, Hollywood's totally controlled. We know that the news is totally controlled. We know that. We know ufology and even spirituality is pretty much a controlled narrative as well. And there's very few people that are outside the box that can bring this information in. And then a lot of times it gets squashed. You know, it starts going and they squash it because, you know, I was on Fox News, Hannity, you know, sent a crew out. I had ABC, all those, you know, it would take off and they'd do a special. The Danny Dyer was a great special. He went all over the world, didn't see anything, came to the ranch and he said he was on UFO overload here. He saw so many, but, you know, it's just this. And now here's another thing. It blew me away because I was kind of naive when I came into this field. And I go, wow, you know, we know who's on the ships. We know their ancient history with the Earth. We know them. We know a lot of them by name. And we know their culture, everything. Like, and we have the evidence. You know, we have Air Force base commanders, you know, triple PhD Boeing engineers, Skunk Works, Lockheed engineers, all these people testifying, you know, way back in the day, on Art Bell, they came and testified on the air of what they saw here. And I thought the UFO community would just eat this up. I go, this is what they've always been looking for. I mean, here's dropping right in their lap. The evidence, the everything is there. The videos, the photograph, the multiple witnesses, the PhD guys, everything is here. And I couldn't believe how much they resisted that. There's so much jealousy and competition and shills and controlled narrative in ufology that people are still at, you know, a fuzzy tic-tac or a little white speck on a screen. I mean, they're still doing that number right now. And it's really sad because after 70 years of disclosure, what the hell, where are we? You know?
Yeah. Well, they keep wanting to point to these lights in the sky. I mean, okay, so what? So there's only so many times you look up, you see lights in the sky, and you go, okay, what's next? Can we communicate with these beings who are so advanced? You know, can they teach us something about healing or about energy that we can better ourselves and the planet with? That's what so many people want to know. And it's definitely being kept from us. But I am glad to know that your experience is that these ETs and interdimensionals do want contact with us directly. That's very heartening to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and people like, you know, there's so much more of the story because like Corey Goods brought out the secret space fleet and all that stuff and pointing back and everything else. Well, you know, right now NASA is saying, oh, our people are stranded up on the space station. They're not going to get back till February. And everybody's going, oh, no. And they're doing a big story, you know. And I go, what about Space Force? You know, like,
yeah, what's that
zip up, zip back, you know, no fuel necessary, no launch. You know, it's just like, and, you know, and we've had this technology since, I know for a fact we've had it since the late 60s. We've been able to go back and forth to the moon and Mars, and the moon is not, it's a construct. It's not a planet. It's hollow. It's a base and ships go in and out of it. I have video of that happening. Like Russia's releasing all that video, but I like it. Even Putin said when one of our senators, I won't mention his name, was threatening nuclear war, you know, Putin says, well, we'll see what the ETs say about that.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So he knows. He knows what they aren't going to allow that. They're going to allow a nuclear exchange, you know. So,
right.
So anyway, he knows. And, you know, you get more information out of Russia than we do from our own government. So,
well that's, James, one of the things I was wondering about, because I know Russia has all that information. China has some of it. And I was wondering if the fact that they're kind of hanging that over the head of the American government is making them tell these little pieces one at a time, because they know that if they don't and Russia comes out and lets it all out, they're going to look like fools.
I know Brazil and a couple other countries were releasing all of this. And even, believe it or not, Iran, you know, was releasing some, because they've had encounters there. But there's a lot of countries that are starting to release it. I know Japan's going to start releasing things. When I went to Japan on a tour, and I was there giving this lecture Sunday, a massive UFO flew right over Tokyo. And it hit all the news. It was on all the news, and it was right during my lecture. They came in and put on a show.
That's so perfect.
Yeah, and the newspaper didn't cover it up or anything. You know, in Australia, when I was in Australia, I went on their Good Morning America program or whatever they call it, Good Morning Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got a little testy when I started talking about, they asked me, why are they covering it up? And I said, well, you know, they have free energy and they've got healing technologies beyond our wildest dreams, and they could solve our problems, and they've transcended war and disease. And I said, there's a lot of people that the war and disease profiteers that don't want to see that, you know, and they go, well, they go, let's change the subject here. And, they didn't censor it. They just changed the subject. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's still probably pretty touchy even there.
But, oh, it's even worse there, yeah.
Yeah. Now, one of the interesting things that you do is, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about this, is you actually do sessions with people.
Yes.
And you can do this over the internet. They don't have to be in Hawaii or in Washington State to do this with you. But tell us more about it. It sounds like very exciting personal work.
Yeah, they're personal release sessions. We call them TPRSs. And we start off by healing any unseen negative influences. And I've had 40 years experience studying with Tibetan masters and yogis and lamas and learning how to do this work. But the near-death experience just opened the door, and I can transfer that energy to others. And so they can heal very quickly and gracefully. And it's very thorough. We start off by healing any attachments, any unseen negative influences. And then we go into childhood trauma and we clear that out. And then we go into past lives and go into the ones that need to be healed there. And then we bring in the beneficial ones that you can reconnect with and remember what you knew there. And at the end, they give you a total, like a bliss hit, a love, we call it love feeding or power feeding. Mm. And you have your own contact. And this empowers people to connect with their own main teachers and guides. And if your guide is Jesus or Buddha or Mary or Kuan Yin or whatever, some of these off-world beings go up to the 13th dimension. Oh. And so we don't know who's going to come in when we're doing the session until we start working on the person. We find out who their main teacher and guide is, but everything is opened up. You start having memories come in of lives in the Pleiades, you know, in Arcturus or Andromeda or Sirian, or a lot of people have feline lifetimes where they're humanoid felines, things like that. It's very unlimited. And it's a life-changing experience. People have some major experiences after that. And we do it in the quantum too. They don't have to be there. We can go and do it. We write everything down and we go over everything with them.
That is so exciting. I'm going to sign up for that. We've been chatting about that in the text because I'm excited to give this a try and see what can happen. It sounds wonderful. So I'll be back on your site tonight to try to set it up. And I really encourage everybody to consider this because, again, you are the real deal. You've been living this for almost all your life. And so you have a lot to offer. And your inner vision has certainly been awakened from many years ago with two near-death experiences. So I know you have a lot to offer everybody. So I wanted to make sure our audience heard about this. Now, how can they sign up? Do they just go to your website?
Yeah, if they just go to eSETI.org and it'll say transpersonal healing. And the thing too is we don't get back to you right away. We've had a lot of kind of attacks on our website and things, of course, you know, it comes with the territory, but just keep trying if we don't get back to you right away, because that part, for some reason, it seems to keep going down. And because, you know, I don't know why. So if we don't get back to you right away, just, you know, keep, you know, the contact information there, the phone, and you can text. It's better to sign up through the site. But just keep trying because there's a lot of interference going on. I've never seen, even with my show, I've never seen so much interference. And we have to pre-record ahead of time because, you know, right at 8 o'clock, if we try to do a live show, everything just gets shut down, interfered with.
Oh, no.
I start sounding like a chipmunk. You know, they change my voice. It's unbelievable, everything. So obviously we're over the target, you know, because they don't want to.
Yes, yeah. Have they ever threatened your life? Have you ever felt like they did?
Yeah, which time? You know, like,
really? Awful.
Yeah, I have beings watching after me, and some people have had some pretty intense experiences, you know, doing things like that. But the I've been shot at. I've had my brake lines cut, my lug nuts taken off.
Jesus.
Mainly, it's character assassination. They try to assassinate your character. They make up all kinds of gossip and rumors and, you know, things that, I mean, I've had, I don't want to go into detail on it, but it's like, I mean, I'm even supposed to be the leader of a Russian bestiality movement or something like that. It's that ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And they're contradictory. You know, people go, he's gay. He's a womanizer. He's a pedophile. I've heard it all. And I go, what are you talking about? And the reason I'm blackballed so much is because I have been very vocal about, you know, what's been going on with the children and the pedophilia and everything else. So Hollywood's, I'm, you know, if these people come out from Hollywood and they want to do a movie on what's happening at the ranch.
Yeah.
And even Ancient Aliens, you know, they get the phone call and all of a sudden I'm edited out of everything. And all you see is my hand reaching for a camera, you know.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah. So it's a major, it's really hard to get a message like this out. You know, it's almost like, I don't want to use that reference, but it's almost like Jesus returning. I'm not saying I'm Jesus. He would be taken out. You know, first of all, the churches would probably take him out. Second of all, the institutions would take him out. And then if he started healing people, the AMA and the government, you know, it's like.
Yeah, in jail. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I want to make that clear. People think, he thinks he's Jesus, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not what you said. Absolutely.
But I'm just saying it's kind of like along the same lines. You're going up against the same energies, both seen and unseen, that don't want humanity to become empowered, to wake up and realize that they're divine entities, that we're not just these meat suits walking around.
Yeah, we're not slaves, but they want us to be.
Exactly.
So, what races do you see are with us, and do you see the ones that are against us?
Yeah, well, basically the ones we're going up against are a lot of the reptilians. You've got royal reptilians, and you've got some unseen entities like serpent beings and fallen Anunnaki and things like that. And then you've got the tall grays, which you really want to avoid. And a lot of the little grays are just little workers. You know, they're running around. It depends on who's guiding them as to what they do. And so you have a lot of that stuff going on. There's a few others in that mix. And then on the benevolent side, you've got the Palladians are the ones in charge right now because they have more genetic investment into the earth, both human and plant and animal, because they're terraformers. And the ancient Lyrians were the first ones that came here. They called them the Anunnaki. They're really tall. Some were 24 feet plus.
Oh, God.
And they came here. They were the first ones. And then they went through a pole shift, and they went through a great war, and they screwed everything up. And so the planet recycled itself. The second attempt were the Palladians, and they created Atlantis and Lemuria. And again, they divided, and they got into turf wars and things again. So we had the same problem. But the benevolent ones are the ones that always left. And even the benevolent Lyrians left and they're returning now. And so they didn't have to go through all the wars. They didn't lose their technology. They are returning and they continue to evolve and ascend on much higher levels. And so the main ones are the Palladians. They have most control because they have more of an investment here. And then the next ones up are the Orion Council of Light. And they went through the wars in Orion and were victorious. And now they're coming here because we're battling the same entities, seen and unseen. So they're helping us out quite a bit. And then you've got the Sirians, which are humanoid feline type beings. And then you've got a panther type being that's about 12 feet tall, that's upright. And then you have the lion beings, which are Narshrimha, I think I'm saying right, Narshrimha and Narshringa, all those, they're Sekhmet, it refers to them. They're the protectors of the gods. But when the gods fell, they left. They said, you're breaking universal law, so we can't help you anymore.
Right.
And they left, and they left them to their own undoing. But now they're returning as well. And then the Andromedans are mythologically known as archangels. They're 8 to 10 feet tall. And they have magnetized light bodies and light ships. And when they come into this realm, there are these huge bands around them, feather back, and they look like wings when they're coming in. But they're not really wings. They don't need to fly. They just appear wherever they need to appear. And then there's other beings like the Jesai, who are planetary protectors, and the Laka. And these are some of these are 11th and 13th dimensional beings that are assisting us right now. So in the movie, when I say nobody can stop what is coming, that's what is coming. It's like the creator itself and all the beautiful many legions of the creator are all pressing in on the earth right now. And on a physical level, you're going to see a lot of chaos. Mm. Like everything is going to be revealed. Everything outside of universal law, you know, is going to come undone. When you do things outside of universal law, you create karma. And that's going to be accelerated and amplified. And so there's nowhere to go. I mean, the earth is ascending and you can't stop it. You can't stop this process. It's immense. And there are a lot of people trying to stop this process. And they're doing everything under the sun, you know, to shut down our DNA, to shut down our consciousness, to socially engineer us, to keep us divided. On every level, you know, just not just the cultures and the religions and the colors, but the genders as well. They're creating all these divisions and that's their game, but they're being exposed now for their real agenda and that's collapsing.
Well, thank goodness. I mean, we've been watching this, PK and I, for a while, and it's been mystifying how people will continue to fall for a lot of these things. It's like, are you kidding me? Don't you see what's going on? Don't you understand what's behind their motivations with all this gender stuff and, you know, doing some of these things that have created such violence in this country, like a no border, for starters?
Yeah.
That's not a help. So, yeah, I really have to say, and I'm interested in your opinion in this, James, mm-hmm. It appears to me that a lot of these people are brainwashed. I mean, really, truly brainwashed. I'm not saying that lightly. I'm saying that they act as if they've had programming that they've received that's sophisticated, like NLP and beyond. Mm-hmm. And I often wondered if they're using that kind of tactic in the mainstream news.
And definitely. Yeah. they're using it through all the social media and the lamestream news and all that stuff. It's all programming. And a lot of people, they're here on Earth right now, incarnated from these higher dimensions and these higher civilizations, and they can't be hypnotized or programmed.
Right.
And so, like, I've had people try to hypnotize me, and it never worked. It just didn't work. And then I realized, I go, oh, I now understand why, because the whole powers that be, deep state, whatever you want to call them, have been trying to social engineer and hypnotize, you know, everybody, and you can't. If you come, you're just going to get absorbed by that unless you have an ability to block that. And so, I mean, I see people spewing these facts and figures and things like that. And I said, that has no basis in reality.
Right. Right.
And even they quote the Bible, and I go, have you read the Bible? And they go, I go, what about the fiery chariots? You know, what about the shiny disc that comes out of the firmament? It has bronze feet like calves and fire and brimstone coming out from underneath. That it sounds like 1,000 Russian rivers when it lands. I go, use your brain. What is that? You know,
right. It's obvious.
Yeah. And so we've had beings come here that were, some were very spiritually advanced and some were very technologically advanced. And some were in service to humanity and some were in service to self. And we have a long history of that. And it goes back to colonies that started as soon as the earth could sustain life. We've had colonies on the earth. So, and so it goes up to civilizations that would align with universal law, you know, which is basically universal peace and brother, sisterly love and individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. And we've had other colonies that started here that got into conquering and using technology to control and dominate and things like that. And that was the fall of Atlantis. The same thing happened in ancient Lyrian when they had their colonies here, which people call the Anunnaki. The same thing happened there. And now we're doing it again. These same souls are trying to use technology to control and dominate the masses. They're stepped out of universal law and they're trying to social engineer and divide and conquer. And they're all, but this time around, they're getting exposed there because this other force that's coming in is bringing everything up. It's revealing everything and people are going to have to make a choice. You know, are they going to take the downward spiral that's going to lead to social, economic, and environmental collapse? Or are you going to take the upward spiral and live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and the earth? Those are our two options right now. And one is collapsing. You know, the old program is collapsing.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to. It really does. But let me ask you this, because there's a lot of people who would love to have contact, would love to be open to this. And do you think it's best that it happens kind of as a one-on-one situation, or should groups of people be getting together to have contact? I know Greer has that contact thing he does. So it's like, what do you think is the best way for people to do this? Because a lot of people don't quite have your experience. You know, they haven't had that, been touched by an angel, a plus ET experience. So what do you say to these folks that have interest?
Well, the first thing people have to realize is that just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent.
Okay. Good advice there.
We won't mention names, but there is one guy that says, just open wide to everything and let it come through. Don't be a spiritual snob. That's the most unconscious thing I've ever heard, because there are unseen negative influences that would love to jump in, and negative ETs. And so you have to create sacred space. It's very, very important. If you're kind of playing with fire, if you don't. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people naturally have a lot of energy and they have strong auras and things. They're not affected so much, but there's a lot of people that are really gullible, that are seeking God or creator or great spirit outside of themselves. They're not going within. They have really low self-esteem. They're looking for everything externally. And those people, they get seduced by this and they get involved and they get attached and they have entities attached to them and things like that. So it's really important that people learn how to heal unseen negative influences right out the gate and learn how to create sacred space and align with the benevolent ones for protection and help and assistance. Because if you don't, you can get into trouble. It's like a Ouija board. You know, if you're going to play with the Ouija board, you can get in trouble really quick if you don't know how to heal unseen negative influences, because you can have somebody cool come in one minute and then something really dark come in the next, and then you're in trouble. And, you know, I learned a lot of that stuff the hard way. You know, it's like, I go, whoa, this isn't working out. And I start calling on Jesus and everybody else, you know. So, I'm one of those people that are, you know, I want to know personally. I want to experience things personally. And so, and I don't talk about things I haven't experienced personally, because I've experienced the whole gamut of the dark side and much of the light side. But every once in a while, I'm surprised by something showing up in my room. But, you know, but I've learned how to take care of that, you know, and how to clear them out. And everybody can do it. So the first thing we teach in our self-mastery or ambassador training is the first thing we teach is this is the dark side, and this is how you keep your energy clear. This is how you create sacred space, and this is how you heal unseen negative influences. And then we go through the and I said there's a lot of gray area in between, and then you've got the light side. And so we cover the whole gamut, both. And, it, you know, you can't teach a half-truth. And I tell a lot of the love and lighters, it's not all love and light, you know, you know, there are other entities that do not have your highest and best good, and they want to feed off your energy. And if you're having a lot of accidents, you're getting sick all the time, you have emotional outbursts going on. A lot of times you have attachments or entities messing with you. And so it is imperative that you create sacred space and learn how to maintain that and develop your inner sensitivity to the level that you can feel when they're around.
Yeah.
And so we have a saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. It won't be wasted. You know, it's just
your space.
And, you know, I found that too, is that it's really interesting. Some of the ugliest, darkest entities are threatened most by the divine feminine.
Are they really?
There's something about the divine feminine. And I have a theory on that, because the feminine side is your subjective side. It's your receiving side. Mm-hmm. And if you're balanced and you can bring that in, you can connect more to Creator and God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and channel that energy through you into these situations. And that's why they've been trying to disempower women for so long, because they can pull that power through the crown, through the heart, into every situation. So they're very threatening to the controllers, you know. And so I've noticed, like, I've had some big ugly reptilians show up, and Mary pops in, and they're gone. They are out of there.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
And then Babaji, I've called Babaji, and he's very balanced. He's like the Yogi Christ, very balanced energy. And they bow. They go down to the ground. They bow and they leave.
Really?
Wow. And so people don't realize the power of these ascended masters. And it's cross-cultural. It's not just Jesus. You know, you've got the divine feminine side. You got the House of Mary. You've got Kuan Yin and Babaji and all these other masters that you can call on for help. And we have to get out of this division game, because they have divided us through culture and religion. And any master will tell you, you have to transcend all cultural and religious boundaries to reach the higher dimensions, to get into unity consciousness. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean you lose discernment. You don't lose discernment. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can feel if something's right for you. You can feel if there's negative energy attached to things. And we've been taught not to trust that, not to trust your feeling or your heart or your gut even will tell you something's wrong here, you know. And we need to go back and listen to those tools. It's like with my body, I know who's there, on what level they are. Even when the Pleiadians come in, my whole left side starts vibrating and tingling. And it's that divine feminine energy. They're very matriarchal feminine side. And, you know, I can tell just by body signals who's around, which group is flying overhead and
And, no kidding.
And by their energy signatures too.
Didn't you say, I'm trying to remember in our last conversation about all this, you were talking about the differences between the ships that come with a blue light and then the ships that come with a red light. So the red light, I think you said, that's the one to stay away from. Is that what?
Yeah, some of the red and green, the red and green ones, they'll have a red or red and green light. And and a lot of our planes have those too. They have the strobes, you know, they have the white strobe and they have red and green light. Even some of our back engineered stuff has that on it. But I've seen it's kind of, a lot of the reptilian ships have a green tint to them, you know, and, but not all of them. It's hard to tell because you have to develop your inner sensitivity because you can feel, you can scan that ship with your consciousness and feel who's on that ship.
Oh boy.
And anybody can do it. We have the most incredible radar right here. You know, it's in our own brain. But
that's the truth, isn't it? That we have all of it inside of us, but we've been told that we're nothing. We've been told that we need to be controlled, shamed, whatever. And so people have been trained out of looking inside and they're always looking outside.
And then it's external. We've been taught that God is external. Mm-hmm. When all the masters say God is within you, the temple is within. And we've been taught that our love, joy, acceptance and approval, it's sought externally, you know, by buying the right car, you know, you get the bronze woman, drink the right beer, you know, like, and really you look at Hollywood, you know, they try to get you through the first three chakras. All the movies are based on survival, sex and power.
Mm-hmm.
And where's the movies that are just based on the heart or the higher levels, you know?
Yeah,
they aren't there because that's how you control people through the first three chakras. So, and they aren't bad. The first three chakras just need to be aligned, and love needs to flow through each chakra.
Because that can lead to addictions, and that traps people even more deeply. So, any kind of addiction.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the problem with the first three chakras is a lot of people think they try to use sex to gain power over others or control others, or they try, or power is going through the sexual chakra or survival. Their survival depends on them doing this or that, or staying within the herd or the status quo. And so that's how they control people. And that's the game they're running. But really God is your protector. You know, your own God self is your protector. You know, you're going to survive by following the inner guidance. And, It's all backwards. You know, everything is like you were saying, it's such an immense social engineering program going on and using everything imaginable to shut humanity down and stop them from stepping into their own power.
Exactly.
And becoming enlightened. But everybody that's involved in that is going to have the boomerang.
And, oh, good.
Yeah. And so the boomerang's coming. They're all going to be revealed. All the agencies, everything, all the weaponizing, everything is going to be revealed. And you know, they're going to be out, you know, selling tacos, you know, with a cart or something, you know, just to get by because they're going to lose everything.
Well, good. It's been horrible watching them rise, I should say, to such power and power over this country and all of that. It's been absolutely horrific. What is the truth about this ship? I've heard rumors about a ship that's been identified coming towards the planet. And it's they're saying it's definitely a ship because it course corrected itself.
Yeah.
Have you heard this one? What is the story with that? What's the truth about it?
You know, I've got to look into that. I heard the story because when I landed here in Hawaii, I just walked into kind of a wreck. You know, it was like the jungle has been taking over everything and mold and you name it. And
oh boy,
my car, I had to like cut vines around my Jeep and stuff like that. So I've been kind of out of the loop. I can check into that and find out. I definitely will. There are if it's a negative ship, it's not going to get here. Put it that way. There'll be an attention on it. Mm-hmm. If it's a positive ship. So we have everything from the benevolent Anunnaki returning to that are a lot more operating in the sixth dimension on up. You know, we've got, again, the Sirians are coming in. The Sirian ships are coming in. The Arcturians, the Orion Council of Light, you know, all of them are coming in. And there's other beings coming in that when I connect with them, where are you from? And they just go, you have no reference points.
Oh, it's far away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're not even in your dimension. And we'll give you a name. It'll mean nothing to you. So,
exactly.
So here's the message, you know.
But and how do you see this happening? Is this something where there's going to be all these ships in the sky and we're all going to see it? And then we're going to have some type of communication that's universal or worldwide? Or how do you see this happening?
Yeah, the real disclosure is going to come from the skies, and there's nothing they can do about that. I mean, it's beyond anything we have to deal with. And it's positive. And the real problem is the ones that are already here that have dug in, you know, on the deep underground bases. That's the real problem, and that's being cleaned up right now. And, you know, it has to do with all the child trap, all that stuff is going to come to an end. But the way I see it happening is, they like to work a lot with frequencies and through the dream state and through consciousness and energy. And they keep raising the frequencies, and the highest frequencies are love, joy, and bliss and service to others. And the lower frequencies are jealousy, control, domination, you know, all that anger, guilt, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they teach fear, guilt, and unworthiness in a lot of the religions.
Yeah,
you know?
That's primary.
And that's how they keep people down.
Yes.
But those baser energies and that, even the thought forms, the limiting mental concepts, all that stuff is surfacing and being cleared up. And so they're doing that through frequencies, through higher consciousness and energy. Mm-hmm. And in the physical level, a lot of people are just going to lose it. You are going to see some end time madness with a lot of people that are losing control. And when they realize everything they've been told was wrong, they've been lied to all their lives and everything, you know, a lot of this left thing are when they find out they're being used and been duped and everything else. I mean, they're losing it right now. They're becoming rabid almost when you see the way they behave, you know, and I'm kind of from that thing where, you know, a lot of the masters say I'm neither left nor right. You know, when you transcend all religious, all culture, all divisions, you know, that's where I'm in, you know, but I am aligned with universal law, and I want to see everybody prosper and heal and live a happy, thoroughly loving, joyous life. That's where my focus is on that. But I'm seeing right now that the right has a lot better handle on that.
You know, I agree.
As far as empowering the people and bringing the power back to the people and restoring our rights and, you know, restoring the economy and cleaning everything. I mean, but then you got the rhinos too, that their karma is going to come home real quick too as well. So,
well, I'm glad to hear it. Really, they deserve that. Now, you mentioned the tall whites and you didn't seem too enamored with them. Tell us a little bit about the tall whites.
I don't know a lot about the tall. From what I understand, the tall whites are very powerful. They're very technologically advanced, and they kind of just want to be left alone. They don't want people messing with them. And and if you do mess with them, they respond, you know, in not so good ways. But you really want to go for more the ones that have the heart connection. Like, especially the Palladians. I love working with the Palladians because they're so loving and joyous and blissful. But now they have these Palladian warriors coming in, and Siavon is their commander. And these guys are like Superman. They're like, they even look like Superman, some of them.
Oh, my.
And they have abilities beyond our imagination. And all these guys, they come from a planet. All they've done is train for situations just like this. And so now they're coming in to help with the heavy lifting, to do the major cleanup. because, you know, you have the white hats and things like that, but there's stuff outside their pay grade coming in. And so these guys are coming in and take care of that nonsense.
Oh, good.
And so it's a multidimensional war that's going on, but the help is beyond imagination. It's like the dark side is scrambling right now. They're doing all they can to hold on, but they're collapsing. They're not frequency specific to this process, and they aren't going to make it, you know, through this process. And so the chaos is part of the healing that we're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see all these people waking up that you used to think were gone, you know, they're far left or whatever, you know, they're all of a sudden you're going to see them flip and go, wait a second. You're going to see all these movie stars within the industry are flipping, and they're calling out, you know, all the predatory pedophile stuff, everything else. You know, you're seeing these guys, you know, you're seeing the Epstein Diddy thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure his files are all of Diddy's videos and CDs are probably right next to the Epstein videos, you know, and all the other evidence, but that's all going to come out. It's not going to be stopped.
Good. We need the truth.
Yeah. It's all coming out. And so even within the industries, a lot of Hollywood has moved out of Hollywood, and they've gone to like Utah and Texas and things like that. They said, I can't operate in this society anymore.
Right.
And so the benevolent guys, the guys that do have some concept of universal law, are actually leaving, and the fallen ones are just trying to hang on. So it's collapsing. You know, California is totally collapsing right now.
And you're giving us all a lot of hope that this is going to resolve in a much better way. It's been
we all have to do our part too. I'm not saying just sit back, because we all have to do our part.
We do. You know? Yeah, we do.
Stand our ground, you know.
And we have to. And that's one of the reasons. I mean, I'm so excited to try one of your sessions. I'm going to report back to everybody. I'll be reporting back how great it is. And what I noticed as a change, as a difference, as a shift, more into these higher frequencies, et cetera. So unfortunately, we're out of time. I can't believe it. I feel like we just sat down, for God's sakes.
Anyway. Yeah. We'll have to do another show.
We will. We will. I'd love to have you back, James. This has been wonderful. And I so appreciate your time. I know how busy you are and all of the projects you're deeply involved with. So everybody go watch the video. You will see it on Supernatural Girls. James created it. It's excellent. Go get that urgent message and then contact James for your own private session if you'd like. I'll be letting you know how mine goes. So. Thank you, James.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. So until next week, everybody, we're going to bring back another great guest so that you can become even more enlightened and enjoy it. How about that? Until. Thank you.
Thank you.